Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, we thank You for this season, we thank You for this opportunity to be in Your house, hear Your Word, be fed by Your holy meal. Heavenly Father, this holiday season is full of so many joys, so much excitement, that sometimes we fail to see the hurt, the pain, and the sorrow that often accompanies this time of the year. Heavenly Father, by the power of Your Holy Spirit, fix our eyes, our hearts, and our faith on Jesus, the King who came, the King who comes, and the King who promises to come again. It's in the powerful and precious name of King Jesus, crucified and risen for the life of the world, that we gather, worship, and pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 339.
Thank you. order of worship, divine service, setting number 4, page 203, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess out before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to the words of our intro. We chant them together as printed on your bulletin insert.
Thank you.
Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah, chapter 33. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all as we do for you, so that He may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all His saints. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. According to St. Luke, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, Light of Light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing now our hymn of the day, hymn 349. Please be seated.
Psalm 24, especially these words. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Grace, peace, love, and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's been several weeks now that I've been hearing on TV, on the radio, you know what I mean, hearing the sounds of Christmas. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's been going on for several weeks, and we have several weeks more. Maybe you enjoy that. Maybe you purposely turn off those channels when those songs come in. Maybe you can't wait for this time of the year. Those secular Christmas songs do something. They make you feel good. They help you get ready. There's a problem, though. Christmas, the days leading up to Christmas, is not always holly and jolly and the most wonderful time of the year. In fact, there's another secular Christmas tune that maybe sums it up even better. The King. Not the King from our text. Elvis. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. A mournful song. A Christmas song, but a song that gives us some balance with regard to the reality of life. We have, except for Pastor Marundi, we have a blue Christmas. Blue is the color of hope. One of the great themes of Advent is hope. We don't hope that Jesus will come and be born in a manger. That's historical fact. That's going to happen whether we celebrate Advent or not. We work through our church year. We celebrate God's gift of His Son, wrapped in flesh and blood, born of a virgin. We hope that Christ will come again. Doesn't mean that maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. We know it will because He says He will. We just don't know when. The hope that we talk about at this time of the year is the hope for sinners like you and me that struggle each and every day with our sin, the reality of sin, and the consequences of sin. The whole world can put on a pretty happy face at this time of the year. But if we're honest, more often than not, this time of the year is a time of heartache. This time of the year is a time of worry. This time of the year is a time of broken hearts, broken dreams, broken promises. No amount of Christmas carols or secular tunes can change that. We need something bigger. We need something better. We need something from God Himself. That's what Psalm 24 is all about. Psalm 24 starts out reminding us who God is and who we are. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. God is the Creator of the heavens and the earth. God is the Creator of the fullness thereof. That means everything in the world. God is the Creator of all those who dwell therein. That means God is the Creator of you. God made you. He crafted you special inside your mother's womb. You are God's handiwork. God doesn't make junk. You are a special, precious, gift, a creation designed by God. There has never been one like you before, and there will never be one like you after. You are God's handiwork. God is the Creator, and we are the created. So, who can come to God? Good question, right? One of the great moral, philosophical questions in the whole world. Does anyone or anything that is created by God have a right to think that he, she, or it can stand in the very presence of God? Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? Who of you, who of all God's creation, has the right to stand in the presence of a holy God? Well, what does God say? The answer is clear. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. You want to go and stand before God? God says it right here. It's very simple. Have clean hands, a pure heart. Don't ever lift up your soul to what is false or swear deceitfully. In other words, just don't sin. Don't sin. Be holy. Be perfect. And when you are holy and you are perfect, then you have the right to stand before a thrice holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All of us now who are holy and pure and have never sinned, we should all make our pilgrimage down to the altar of God and show off to the rest. Be a pretty small procession, wouldn't it? If you are holy and can keep yourself from sinning, you will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of His salvation. It's about at this point when the reality of our situation begins to set in. I'm not holy. Not close. You're not holy. Not close. If we stop reading Psalm 24 at this point, there's no hope. It'll truly be a blue Christmas, and not only a blue Christmas, but a blue 24, 365 for the rest of your life. If it is up to us to make ourselves holy, if it is up to us to stop sinning, we will never, ever, ever be able to stand before a holy God. A God who is sinless, that's what holy means, and a God who hates sin. You see, that's the problem. If we try to stand before God clothed with our sin, we are a stench to God. We are an offense to God. We have a problem. A big one. An eternal one. And when we begin to dwell on our own sinfulness, on our own shortcomings, on our own unholiness, there is only one posture that we can assume. It's not with our chest up and our face held high. the shame and the guilt and the burden of our sin and the consequences of sin knock us down. We are bent over, spiritually crippled, because of the weight and the burden of our own sin. And to add to that, not only is it the weight and the burden and the shame and the guilt of our own sin, we have the consequences of the sinful world that we live in. We have the reality of sinful people that we are associated with, and it drives us further down. Or we may decide that we're going to do it ourselves. The heck with everybody else. We're bent over, but at least we're looking squarely at ourselves. I'll do it myself. I'll take care of myself. Me, myself, and I will get through this. But we know we can't. We know we won't. We're bowed over, as our gospel reading said. We are bowled over by the dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life. Instead of a holly, jolly, most wonderful time of the year, we're reminded of our financial inadequacies. We're reminded of our loneliness. We're reminded of Christmases past. And that means family or friends that are no longer with us. We're reminded of relationships that were but are no more. We are weighed down by our own sin and by the realities of sin that pound us further down every day. We are bowed over with our sin, and that's all we can see. How's that for a blue Christmas? My friends, God, in His great love and mercy, knows your pain, knows your hurt, knows your sin, knows your guilt, knows your shame, knows everything that is weighing you down. And not only does He know it, He does something about it. All of you that are bowed down and weighed down and bowed over because of your sin, God says, get over yourself. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. Who do you think you are? Do you think that I would create you and then abandon you? Do you think that I will leave you or forsake you? Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads to me, to the King of glory. Who can ascend to the holy hill? Who can ascend to the holy mountain? There's only one. The one who is pure. The one who is sinless. The one who does not break God's command. And that one is the one who gives us hope. Jesus Christ. God in the flesh, the Holy One of God, wrapped in flesh and blood, born of the Virgin Mary, born for you and for me and for the life of the world, born to give you hope. Not some pie in the sky when I die kind of hope, real hope, right here and right now. God knows your hurt. God knows your pain. God knows what's making you blue. And He says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Lift up your heads. instead of turning to yourself and your problems and your worries and your self-help techniques, look to me. Look to me and my word. Look to my promise. Look to my gifts. Look to forgiveness, life, and salvation. My friends, this time of the year can be an extremely joyous time. And this time of the year can be an extremely depressing time. Both are true. Both are true. And in good times or in bad, when we are happy, when we are sad, when we are bowed over because of our sin, or when we are joyful because of some temporal blessing, God's command and promise is the same. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. The King of glory, Jesus Christ, has come in. He has stood before a holy God, and He has taken the full wrath and fury for all sin, for all people, for all time, onto Himself on Calvary's cross. Jesus Christ has bled and died. Your sin, your worry, your guilt, your shame is gone. Gone as far as the east is from the west. You are free, and if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. My friends, Christ has come. And we celebrate that miraculous coming at Christmas. Christ will come again in power and might and glory on the last day, Judgment Day, where He will raise the living and the dead. Bodies and souls will reunite. A new heaven and a new earth. This is your future, your guarantee. And in the meantime, God has not abandoned you. God has not left you as an orphan. He says, wherever my word is proclaimed in its truth and purity, wherever my gifts are given according to the command and promise of God, there I am. Forgiveness. Life. Salvation. It's yours. It's free. In Christ. Even in the midst of pain and sorrow, joy to the world is yours. Thanks be to God. Lift up your heads. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our heads in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God gives us a command and a promise. He commands us to bring our prayers and petitions to Him with the promise that He will hear them and He will act for us. We continue now with the prayers of the church. Please stand as you're able.
In addition to the prayers of the church as listed in your bulletin, we also remember Deverne Malkow, the father of Joy Barefoot, who has been hospitalized with heart issues. And we also remember Desi Kessler, who is anticipating surgery. Almighty God, we give thanks for all of your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. Enable us to lift up our heads, to lift up our heads in your forgiveness, your grace, your love, your mercy. And help us to show forth our thankfulness to you here in this Advent season and every single day. Lord, in your mercy, save and defend your whole church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and the holy sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works, and establishing in them the faith once delivered to all the saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless the schools of the church, and all colleges, universities, and centers of research, and those who teach and work in them. Grant your wisdom in such measure that people may serve you honorably in church and state, that our common life may be conformed to the ways of your truth. We especially pray for all the educational endeavors of our church, for our day school, our preschool, our Sunday school, our confirmation classes, our adult confirmation. We especially pray for all the new members we'll be receiving into our fellowship on Sunday, that you would bless them and bless our celebration with them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity, especially Marge, Pastor Russert, Natalie, LaVon, Katie, DeVern, and Desi. Be with those who suffer persecution for the faith here and around the world. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. Bring consolation to those in sorrow, and grant to all a measure of your love, taking them into your tender care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of Him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a King who loves us and has given His life for us would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Our service continues with the service of the sacrament, page 208. We stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks
and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on Him our sin, giving Him into death that we might not die eternally. Because He is now risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in Him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying, blessed are You, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for You have had mercy on us and have given Your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. In Your boundless mercy, You sent Your servant, John the Baptist, to proclaim that in Christ the kingdom of heaven draws near. With thankful hearts we pray, come, Lord Jesus, confident that in His body and blood given to us, to eat and to drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins, and so proclaim His death until He comes again in glory. Hear us as we pray in His name, and as He has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me. The same way also He took the cup after supper. And when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
body of Christ shed for you. The body of Christ given 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 for you.
Welcome to the Lord's Day. Take
of the true body and precious blood of our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart with peace, with great joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand for the Nunc Dimittis, page 211. Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give to you peace.
Amen.
We turn to Hymn 331, stanzas 1 and 6. You may be seated.
Welcome in the name of Jesus, our King who comes to save us. Thanks be to God. We pray that during this Advent season you would have lots of opportunity to hear the Word of God, receive the gifts of God, and to be filled with the hope that only He can provide. We have Advent devotions that start this coming Sunday. Help yourself to those. They're in the on the back shelf there. And we'll have three more of these Wednesdays where we'll have a fellowship meal from 5 to 6:15, and then we'll have worship service at 6:30. We pray God's blessings on our Advent journey together. Bible study in the fellowship hall. Continue our look at Psalm 119. Lifelight Bible study is back on again tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Continue our look at the book of Hebrews. As Pastor mentioned, we have new member welcome at the 10:30 service on Sunday. And on Sunday, we'll be starting a new kind of Advent Christmas Bible study. We're working our way through the Formula of Concord. We're at Article 8, the Person and Work of Jesus. And we have a Bible study that we're going to look at during this time of the year that'll connect with that, called Justifying Christmas. Justifying Christmas. Should be good, and I encourage you for that on Sunday mornings between services. Big band dance. To the best of my knowledge, you can't get food tickets anymore. Is that correct? Okay, but you can still come to the dance, and dance tickets will be sold right up to the time of the dance. So you can still come dancing. You just can't dine and dance here. You have to eat someplace, whatever. So any questions, talk to Jack. Well, okay, we'll have some goodies. So any questions, you can talk to Jack or anybody else that's on the radio board. Have a great day and week and Advent in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your heads. Thank you.
All of ours are smushed in end of October. Happy birthday.